Okay, so let's begin. At least for this time, we'll discuss amongst yourselves if there's something else we want to learn, but definitely in a way to sort of tie ourselves in to the unique radiance of the Yom Tovim, despite the fact that we were now brought crashing back to the reality of campus life and the amount of studying that has to get done and projects and whatnot. But the special atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Hoshana Rabbah, the entire month, Shabbosos in between, really, that's really part and parcel of a different world. And we remember that we brought up the Sefer Chinuch that says that the point of the Yom Tovim is to create like a reservoir for ourselves, to carry ourselves through the human condition is that we need to have moments of rejoicing, and why not make this rejoicing al Shem Hashem, and then to allow that to carry us through. It's a long way to Pesach, stop over in Chanukah and in Purim, but still. That's a long time till we have the full-on Yom Tov experience again. So as a result, it has to carry us through. And then I'll remind you also of the words of Pizat Nereva. We said whenever we start to learn the halachos of any specific Yom Tov, it brings with us a time of that Yom Tov. So at least for now, and like I said, you'll discuss amongst yourselves if you want to learn something else. But to dwell on I figured we would do halachas of Yom Tov Shani Shavgalias, and then afterwards we do Esha on Yom Tov. But if this is something else you want to do, we can talk about that. So the Shulchan Aruch Bagalias Sheosim Shnei Yomim Tovim Misafek Kol Masha Asav Rishon Asav Shani. That to us it's already a convention, and we forget really that it's weird. The Yom Tov situation that we exist in is really, it's not normal. It's an abnormal situation that we have a Yom Tov Shein Shel Galias. The Yom Tovim are supposed to only be one day each. So to have 2 days, it's kind of funny. Like to have 2 days, it's a bit off. It's like what's going on over here? Especially when there's a certain epicness which is brought in spirit each one of the Yom Tovim, so it feels like it's taken down a notch when you have a second day of Yom Tov. And part of it, a person has to sort of remind themselves in their head is that this is not normal. This is not a normal status quo that we have a second day of Yom Tov. The second day of Sukkot is not as intense as making a second Seder. Or people who stay up all night on both nights of Shavuos. It's a little bit of a different feeling. And Simchas Torah, as we experience it in America, is just a weird day because you sort of reach the point that someone even asked me on Yom Tov, what am I supposed to do with this day? Definitely if you're the parents, especially the mother, but the parents of little children, it looks like they made it a meme where you have they redid the picture of the Berenstein Bears and too much birthday to the Berenstein Bears and too much Yom Tov.
Someone should write that book.
And sort of parsing that day and understanding it, we're sort of kind of lost with it because there's no real actual day called Simchas Torah. It's a celebration, which is part, really, of Shemini Atzeres. And because we're not in Eretz Yisrael, it takes on a separate day. But all of this, it's weird. And we have to keep that in mind, that this is not a normal situation. But, and at the same time, that we understand that everything which is also on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah is also Bechlal, different. The first day of the Yom Tov is also the second day of the Yom Tov. That's a mirror image. Ad kedei, umenadin, l'mi shemezalzel bo, the imhu mitzorva the rabbanan and machmirin lenatdoso elam a malkinanso. So then, interestingly, and this is a fascinating end to the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, and if somebody is mezalzel on the second day of Yontif, we excommunicate him. And he says, but if they're rabbinic, right? It's a young rabbi. It's over the rabbanan. If it's a scholar, so then we just give him malchus. We just give, you know, malchus. We don't give him a chayim. In practice, that, you know, who would do such a thing? But the question is, like, what's that about? Rather, we see that we're trying to take this very, very seriously, right? You take the second day of Yom Tov incredibly seriously, even though, like, on one hand, we're balancing the feeling that this is weird. Like, how can you have a second Seder? So Seder is one epic night of freedom, or Soloveitchik referred to it as that one majestic night where we sort of flash back in time to the unbelievable freedom that we felt as we left Mitzrayim. So to do it again is kind of just like, oh, that was epic, what's this? Yeah. But it's so ingrained in the fabric of our practice, we think that it's, you know, it's tarbut already, it's culture. The fact of the matter is that it's sort of a weird thing. And at the same time, we can't disrespect its kedusha. So you know the dialectic, you know that, you know, it's complicated. It's very complicated. Because we're doing this and we're involved in it, and at the same time, we're like, okay, what's going on over here? So, maybe you remember, maybe you don't remember, why do we do all of this? We involve ourselves in this practice because of what we call a Sveka Diyoma, right? Because of our question of death. Now, what was the doubt? It used to be that our calendar was much, much more hands-on. When we talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaZman, that literally meant that it says HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Right? So the Gemara says that this month is given to you, meaning HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, you are in charge now of setting the time. Modern society thinks of how we keep track of time is that, you know, you buy your calendar in the store, they give it away at a bank or like a butcher or like whatever, depending where you live, or JLIC sends it out and you get a magnet. But the truth is that the calendar is something which is pulsating with energy. The notion of Kedusha Sazman, the notion of us saying, this time is significant, we're setting aside time. We're making this time different and special. Our culture sort of does it for us, so we feel like, you know, spectators. But the truth is that anything that we're involved with, when we make a Yom Tov special, that's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah Sayom. We talked about this a month and a half ago. But we talked about this when we were starting this entire adventure. So from that same point, what happened is that Beis Din would declare the month. And we know there was a little bit of a lag. Not like, well, you know, what's that video? You're talking to somebody and you hear the words and the face changes like a second afterwards. Here, like, if it takes days for the runners would get the information out that there's been a calendar change. That's part of why Rosh Hashanah has 2 days, because you could wake up if it's the beginning of a month. The problem with having a yontif that starts on the first of the month is that all of a sudden, you would have a new moon sort of showing up overnight. Everybody didn't realize it was going to be a new moon tonight. All of a sudden, everyone said, it's a new moon. You wake up in the morning and it's already like, it's already Rosh Hashanah, you finished Shachas, and then everyone comes back and says, oh, guess what, guys? I have to daven the Musaf Shemona Esrei right now. Like, nobody knew, it sort of just showed up. So Rosh Hashanah was one of the reasons how Rosh Hashanah ended up becoming 2 days long. Before all the other holidays, so we get the word out, and we're still afraid of what we call Sveka Diyoma. Now, what we do with this, nowadays, there are different resolutions to the question, because the obvious question is that we have printed calendars. To a certain extent, we know when the Kvias, or the Yarcha is, as it's called. We know how the mathematical equation, how long it's going to take the moon, how many times each phase is. There's a large chart in the back of the Tor Shulchan Aruch that shows you which years will come out in which ways, which years you're going to have to make an extra month for an Iber Yar, which months are going to have an extra day, which months are not going to have an extra day. We don't have like 30 days to have September, April, June, and November. In the Jewish calendar, it's a little difficult because you have some months which sometimes will have an extra and sometimes that won't. Some which will always have an extra day, some which will never have an extra day. It gets a little bit more complicated. And each one of the configurations of the years can be different from year to year. So that's one of the expressions that people have, Yom Tov is early this year. So what do you mean Yom Tov is early? Because when you transpose the lunar calendar onto the solar calendar, sometimes the lunar calendar does come out, so to speak, early. Because we also, Pesach always has to happen in the spring. As such, we play with time still. The year, the time still belongs to us. That's why we have a leap year. And when we have a leap month, it's a fascinating, fascinating thing. But what happened is that because we have what we call this Sfeika Diyoma, so we keep 2 days, we're not 100% sure. We're pretty sure. We're sure enough that we're not going to stake Yom Kippur on it. I mean, can anybody imagine fasting 2 days? Not going to go so well. Right? You can imagine fasting for 2 days. Fortunately, since we had Rosh Hashanah, we'll be pretty sure with that. Or Pesach was the other question, because you don't want to incur Chiyuv Karis for eating chametz. So we'll have 2 days to be sure which one exactly it was. And I don't want to make the Seder on the wrong day. Don't want to eat chametz on the wrong day. So let's say we still have the calendar. So there are two different answers. Maybe on one hand, Mishnah Berurah brings one answer, which is that it's possible that maybe still we messed up the time. This calendar is complicated. And maybe even though we have a calendar, we have the formula down, still maybe we messed up the cheshbon. He says, so maybe we didn't get it exactly right. The other approach is another approach in the Rambam. The Rambam's formulation is very interesting. He says, it's our minag to act as if it's a suffix. Interesting, right? It's our minag to act as if it's a suffix, even though if we know that we don't have a suffix. That part of that confusion, as it were, is part of what the codified law is. To a certain extent, you feel that, you know, that sort of confusion, like, especially, think about it on the second Seder night. Sukkot, it's a little bit more blurred because you don't realize that you shouldn't have 2 days of Sukkot. The Seder is one of the most telling points because, you know, what do you need two starim for? But the second night of Sukkot, it's like, what are we doing here again? I mean, even you feel it in the halakha also, like the second day of Sukkot, if it rains, we're not as machmir about it as the first night. The first night, you have to wait till chatzos to try to get a kezayis and kiddush, and the second night, we're a little more makeup. And then the rest of the nights, even more makeup. Different. It's different, and you feel that difference over there because there's something in the air. So at the same time, we said the second half of this halacha is that we want to make sure that nobody's going to violate the kedusha, nobody's going to violate the sanctity. So this is the beginning that's leading us in this extra day of Yom Tov. Which is a fascinating halacha because it also tells us that we have the ability to create kedusha sesman even now. Simchas Torah is not necessarily a day which is holy from the Torah, but because of safek, the Rambam says, "Ol safek is the rabbanon," that we impart a specialness to this day. Yantif is its own. It says, "Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim." The syntax of the bracha is telling us that part of the way that halacha functions is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power to say days are holy and different. So as we're about to go to class, and you know we're still in Tishrei, one last day, still in Tishrei, reminding ourselves of the echoes of
Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh wait, so we have Jackie Bitton for Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta spin this right. Okay.
So part of it is reminding ourselves that the moments of Yom Tov, yes, for the Bizantra and Svansik, I mean, maybe once you're retired, that they'll be a little less busy. But the entire month that was given to us, right? The entire month that we just had is Vatitan Hashem Elokeinu Biava, Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sasa. Because Baruch Hu gave us with love these holidays to celebrate with you. And we ask him, that the Baruch Hu should give us the bracha of those mo'adim. Tomorrow begins us trying to draw out that bracha for the rest of the year, qua the Sefer Chinuch. Right? But we just had that month of being charged. I know it's hard with all the tests and all the projects and everything. And then it'll be hard, Mitzvah, you'll have a family. It'll be hard with getting your house back together afterwards, getting your lives back together afterwards. But still to try to draw out that blessing.
Seeing ladies here today, I'm
but trying to draw that bracha and what we came away with and what we gained, that task starts. So by connecting to this halacha, by learning this a little bit of halacha, and again, it's Hashem, we'll see what we're going to learn next, but trying to draw that little bit, learning Hilchos Yontif after Yontif has passed, we're still trying to carry that with us and say, no, we haven't forgotten. This last month hasn't just like gone by the tubes. The feeling of all those things we experienced will be by us, and Mitzvah Hashem should keep us warm until the next holiday comes around. Thank you so much for coming.
What do you guys want?